Tonight on Full Credit to the Boys, we review the first round of the NRL of 2016. We talk about two blokes trying to make tennis interesting and the tough life of a Western Sydney cheerleader. Welcome to Full Credit to the Boys. Well, hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to episode 3 of 2016. Episode 3, they said you'd never make it. Welcome to Full Credit to the Boys. You can get us on Twitter at @FCTTB_podcast. I am former legend at @former_legend. This clown over here with his matching thongs is at Sid Punts, all one word, not rhyming slang. And on the line yet again, we have the possible criminal, unknown face of Normie Dorrell at Normie Dorrell. Hello, Normie, can you hear us?
Yes, welcome back. Hey, former, give me one sec. I'm just texting my mother-in-law. Right there.
Say hello to her for me. I know her.
Yeah, will do.
So professional.
Right, we go.
Good times now, out the back of Kicks Nightclub at Parramatta in the 80s.
How are we, lads?
Yeah, very good.
Very
How are
well.
You, mate?
Loving it. Now, why have you called me up early this time? Last week the podcast had gone for about an hour before you decided to dial me, but you've called me in from the get-go.
Can we tell you why?
I'll go for it.
Run out of beer. So, boys, the NRL is back. Although after just one round, boys, there's more blokes with doctor's appointments than at MASH 4077. Every team has cracked an injury. We'll get to your team later, Normie, which is another good laugh. A real knee slapper, that one.
It is a knee slapper, that one.
We laughed. But I've got a theory, boys.
Hit me.
Reynolds, mm-hmm. out for, I don't know, a million weeks.
Yep.
Blake Austin, out for...
Yeah.
Another bloke who's not adverse to an injury, Dugan.
Dugan.
Oh, Darcy. Now, he gets injured more than any other first grader in history. He gets injured running onto the field.
Well, I've got a theory. I think tattoo ink makes these blokes weak.
Yeah, that's why I'm always injured.
You can get ink poisoning, because I remember there was this kid at school. He was renowned for it, Benny Black. He used to stab the kids next to him with his biro, and forever the teacher would say, "You give them ink poisoning." And he went on to become a tattooist. Somewhat ironically, I don't know if he's given these guys their artwork or not.
Is he the one that put the teardrop down the front of your face?
Yeah, don't tell the listeners that. They might think ill towards me, mate.
Another thing that I've missed from the NRL is, I don't know whether you've noticed on Twitter, boys, winning fans versus losing fans after round one. Even more so than after the nines, winning fans after round one, every team's about to win the comp.
Yep.
And every losing fan, well, namely St. George and Roosters, are ready to toss their team in and ready to start at 2017.
I was reading the Warriors fans today who were giving it to them. They've given up already. They've had nine losses on the trot.
This is why I don't get carried away too early in the season.
Well,
this
you've
is the
got.
Thing
you've,
for me.
Let's be honest, you've got no reason to.
Listen to you, Tigers fans. You're like a couple of little schoolgirls.
I know,
kidding.
Right?
Wait till you hear the news, mate. Wait till you hear the news. And speaking of the news, Sid. Have you prepared that theme that we asked you to do?
You know how I promised last week I'd write us a new news tune?
Yep.
Yeah, didn't do it.
One job.
One job I had, I didn't do it.
One job. All right, well.
Sid, aren't you like a full-time musician? This is your gig, right? Like writing the theme tune, singing the theme tune?
That's me. This is what I do.
Yeah, okay. But
just not this week.
You know, have you ever been in the elevator at Centrepoint Tower?
I wrote that.
Sid wrote that. all right,
I'll listen more intently next time.
Let's play a generic news theme. Push play on the twin tape deck now. All right, first item in the news, and what else would be number one? But the NRL results. The season kicked off in 2016. Brisbane beat Parramatta 17-4. It's a bit of a fizzer of a game, really. Considering how long we waited, it was like going to schoolies and making your first drink of shandy, wasn't it? I reckon the highlight of that game is when James Roberts said at the end of the game, "I've got more speed than Oxford Street."
That was my favourite bit.
Yeah, and then Bennett made a call about that at the end of the game, which I didn't quite understand. I know a lot of people got upset about it, but I actually didn't even know what he was talking about.
Mate, all I want to know is if James Roberts has got more speed than Oxford Street, why would he have left the Gold Coast, Normie? If anyone is ever going to go good with a bit of bunch of speed in their pocket, surely it's at the Gold Coast Titans.
Yeah, you're not far off, but it was a pretty boring old game, wasn't it, first game back? Oh. I think as soon as I heard Kieran Foran wasn't going to line up, well, you pretty much ruled out Parramatta's chances, and it was a foregone conclusion.
To be honest with you, as soon as I heard that Jared Hayne wasn't playing a real Parramatta out.
And he's snapping ankles.
On the second game, Bulldogs belted the Seagulls 28-6.
I'm filthy about this result.
Tell me why.
That was my second leg of at Sid Punt's Bet of the Week this week on Twitter. Three legs. Got two up.
Three legs like Rolf Harris.
Yeah, well, it surprised me as well, lads, because my tipping is not on form at all. I tipped the Eagles to do extremely well this year, and they were pretty woeful. But the thing for me is that the Bulldogs, with all this talk about the big boppers and they're going to struggle, they have all absolutely slimmed down. I think Cassiano lost 13 kilograms. I've never seen them looking so fit. So to be honest, you can pretty much rule out that.
To be honest with you, I think Cassiano could do a poo and lose 13 kilos.
He's down to 164.
His shadow weighs 8 kilos, they reckon.
He's a big boy.
They reckon after the game, Trent Barrett lost his voice and he's gone bald and declared there should be an investigation. I'm not sure if that's true or not. Mate, the next game, I mean, the biggest game of the weekend, the Battlers, the pride of Sydney, the mighty West Tigers. They beat the team they beat the team everyone's been talking about all pre-season, basically the Kiwi Test side.
Yep.
It's just a team full of superstars, millionaires and hyphenated names in the New Zealand Warriors. And, mate, and not since Holly Holmes beat Ronda Rousey, Buster Douglas rolled Mike Tyson, Stephen Bradbury hired some skates and beat the world. Not since Bangladesh beat a bunch of pissed Aussies in a one-dayer. Have I gone too far?
Hey, you haven't gone too far. I could listen to this all day.
Keep going.
I mean, what I think, Normie, what I think now is, and this is where the big test comes in, and Sydney, I'm sure you agree, it's how do we, as the Tigers, go about handling the new title as premiership favourites?
Yeah. We've never had that. Oh, we had it once, didn't we?
Normie, you're very quiet.
So I've been looking forward to this all week because not one of you has thanked me. Because I know all the Tigers boys quite well. And I know they're big fans of the podcast. And obviously, you are a former great of that club.
Yes.
And I intentionally, strategically ripped into them last week, fired them up. You know they don't listen to Taylor in the sheds before they run out. They play our podcast. Now, I can tell you this much. When I said that they would come stone motherless last, I was told that some of the players, in particular Woods, was foaming at the mouth and they never looked back. So you should actually be saying, Normie, thank you.
Normie, thank you.
The reality is if Woods was foaming at the mouth, it's probably because he's been too close to his dog. what was I going to say? Let's talk about Jason Taylor. Apparently, they were calling this the Ivan Cleary Cup because whoever lost was going to get Ivan Cleary as their coach. Jason Taylor, there's a bloke who can't follow a script. I gave him one job, lose two games, boot off, away we go.
Mate, I told you it wouldn't happen. He'll be there at the end.
The scarecrow.
Mighty scarecrow.
He's probably had a feed this week the first time in about 3 months. The next game, the Raiders beat Penrith 30-22.
Can't we talk more about the Tigers game?
Well, I didn't even know this game was on. When you flicked me through an email, former, with some scores in, I didn't even know these two teams played. So that's happened at some point over the weekend, has it?
The biggest highlight for me over summer was learning how to email people. the fourth game, Raiders beat Penrith. The one real highlight that came out of this game for me was Dallin Watin Zalesniak. Now, there's a good name if ever I've heard one.
That's him.
When I hear that, I think footballer. The best part, he grabbed Josh Papali on the stalk and gave the old hairy beanbag a bit of a good rub. And oddly, and I think in bad taste for Papali, he took exception at having the old pills rubbed and slapped DWZ in the face, which is a bit rich considering it was Mardi Gras weekend, boys. What do you think about that?
Well, there was a bit of a theme throughout the weekend because Nate Miles let it all hang out
Well, we'll get to that later. Clash. That made one of my tweets of the week. And Nate tweeted back later on that night, about 1 o'clock in the morning, which is a bit concerning, and said that he was disappointed he couldn't fashion it into something presentable before they put the TV camera on it. next game, the Cowboys. They began their title defence, and in all honesty, the porch light at Cronulla Beach started flickering as they beat the Sharks 20-14. And professional boxer, New South Wales Origin coach, New South Wales Origin captain, and part-time Shark Paul Gallen went down with a knee injury. Normie, how many beers deep were you in when you realised that the season's over?
A heroic performance from the Sharks, I just say. Like I've said for many, many years, if you want the Sharks to beat the Cowboys in North Queensland, you need to put the game on a Wednesday night, and Gal won't know whether it's Origin, whether it's bloody round one. He will carry them over the line. You know he'll be up for that game. You won't limp off.
On Sunday, he's a part-time player.
Hasn't he been copping it too?
Apparently your fans have turned on him, Normie, yeah. Which is a bunch of shit fans, if I'm honest.
Mate, they've just turned on him. I turned on Gal about 10 years ago. They're only just jumping on board. I'm ahead of the curve, mate. I've been ripping into him for years.
Not to his face.
How can you play 3 games a year for your club and about 50 for your country and your state? I mean, who's paying his wages?
So you've been a trailblazer in that front and really ripped in.
Mate, I started this.
Yeah? You're not the one that Gary Gallen ripped into on Paul Gallen's account, are you?
No. Gary Gallen and I, he actually agrees with me. Oh, Gazza. Yeah, Gazza. We all call him Gazza.
Do you? What's he
Gazza
called?
Has a spazza. That's what we say. Gazza, when he gets a bit angry, Gazza has a spazza, mate. Yeah,
you call
good
him,
bloke.
You call him Gazza, he calls you Hey You. next game, the Roosters fans kept the party going from Saturday night. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
To watch their team take on the Bunnies. However, it was a bit of a victory for Maltese Terriers all across the world as the Redfern boys smashed the Roosters 42-10. Boys, did you watch the game?
I did. And I was extremely impressed. And it'd be interesting to see what happens because Reynolds was a star. He was an absolute standout. And he played like he hadn't seen him for some time. So for him to limp off, and then you've got Keary coming into the side. It'll be interesting to see where they go in week two. But, I mean, the Rabbits, they could be the real deal. But we've got to remember, they did this last year. They burst out of the gates and were nowhere to be seen 26 weeks later.
Boys, I'm going to tell you something, another rumour. This is hardly earth-shattering and most people will know it. But someone very close to Luke Keary told me the other day, there is zero chance he will be playing at Redfern next year. Zero.
There's a scoop.
I mean, it's not scoop, is it? Yeah, it was the cabbie who drove him back from Nara Glen.
it depends whether Jason Taylor's called over to Redfern or not, I think, to where they keep Keary.
I think they're safe. The next game, Normie, what happened? The Titans crushed the Knights 30-10. And after the loss, Nathan Brown declared that no player was safe. Is that code for Brown saying he's about to start slapping blokes like Mistress Jennifer at the Hellfire Club, Normie?
you can hardly think so. And you got to feel for Brown. I mean, he's lost his voice. He's lost his hair. I mean, what else has he got to lose other than an NRL premiership? But I did pick him to come. I did pick him to come a very strong 15.
So you did.
They're going to struggle this year. I'm a big fan of the Knights. I've got a soft spot for them, and I'm mates with Jeremy Smith, but... I don't know where their points are going to come from. I don't know who's going to lead them in defence. I think there might be a little bit more of this for them this year, unfortunately.
Have you spoke to Jeremy this week?
I sent him a couple of texts like, good luck, mate. I'll be cheering you on if you need any advice as captaincy. He never wrote back. So not even concerned it's the right number he gave me because he's never written back. But
why don't you text him and say, I'm getting on the first at Richmond Greys. I bet you he's straight back to you.
Yeah, he would be. If I told him I had a hot tip, he'd be straight back to me. I've got no doubt.
And the last game of the round, I mean, the game that everyone's talking about except for us three, Melbourne beat the Dragons 18-16 with the first real chance for someone to call out ref's fault. Apparently the Dragons were ripped. Did you see this, Normie, at all?
Yeah, I did. I mean, you've got to feel for the Dragons. They had two calls. You can guarantee costing 12 points. And there's the game gone. So, I mean, what are you meant to do? You're a struggling club. And you get calls like that.
Yeah.
Pretty devastating.
Break your heart. Anyway, item two of the news, the AFL NAB Challenge continued. Where all teams play against each other for no trophy. And the GWS Giants beat their big brother, the Swans.
This is more, what is it called? The NAB Challenge?
Yeah.
This is an even bigger spectacle than the Titans versus the Knights. This is an amazing comp. Love it.
Well, Sid, I got to look up to you for even paying it that much respect. Why are we talking AFL? When Former told me about this podcast, he goes, mate, you love your league. We're going to do a rugby league podcast. Why are we even mentioning the NAB Challenge, whatever it is?
Just in case somewhere along the line the NAB bank wants to toss a couple of dollars our way.
Good point.
And
we love the NAB Challenge.
And if you thought item two was bad, item three, the Super Rugby continued to bore everyone to tears, and they're even playing for a trophy.
Has that started yet?
They're round two, Normie. Round two.
Is it? It's not Super 15, though. Isn't there an extra team or something this year?
There's two, Argentina and Japan.
Are you joking?
Japanese team
Kamikazes called? Or the Wild Pandas or the fucking sushi rolls or California rolls or something.
The Pizza Cats, mate. And the Samurai Pizza Cats.
The Argentinian Falkland Islands or whatever 15? They call themselves. Yeah, so, that's where this ends. Item four, the VH travelled to Adelaide in an attempt to slow down the rate of serial killing over there by giving South Australians something else to go to other than stuffing bodies into barrels. And
what is it with Adelaide and murder, with gruesome murder? Is it the boredom? Is it just they're all nutbags? What's going on down there?
A little from column A, a little from column B, if I'm honest. Full credit to the boys' very own David Reynolds finished fifth in his new Holden Chimera. You blokes wouldn't know, but David Reynolds is a guest of the show. And, now he's joined the former legend Holden Chimera Club. We've got something else to talk about.
I'm a big fan of him. Just tell his brother to stop kicking chairs in the dressing room.
3 days after he talked to us last year, he tossed out the pussy wagon thing and cost himself $25,000 in fines. So we're real good luck. Item five, Nate Diaz. Normie, what's that mean to you?
UFC, I know this because the guy who sits next to me at work is obsessed with UFC and he took on McGregor, Irishman.
Conor McGregor. And Nate McGregor rolled him in a bit real upset. Yeah. And then the other fight for the night, Holly Holmes got rolled by some lady. Mate, the one thing I know about UFC is, you know all those dudes that wear tap-out shirts? Mm-hmm. They look like they have more in common with KFC than UFC, most of them blokes. Have you noticed?
let me say this much. If you are game enough to go to a UFC bout or go and watch it in a pub, you're tougher than I am because the nutbags that watch that, and it's like, you know when you watch Rocky to fire yourself up?
Yeah.
Every wannabe is absolutely champing at the bit to swing it. Whoever looks at him the wrong way. Oh, yep. Mate. Well, wasn't there some massive all-in brawl?
That was up at Hurstville.
Up at Hurstville, quality southwest of Sydney.
Yeah, I've been kicked out of there a few times.
talk about movies that fired you up. I came out swinging after the Karate Kid, so I'm hearing what you're saying. And finally, Normie, the biggest story of the week. I mean, we all gathered as one when we heard this bit of news.
This is my favourite story. Of the week.
Yeah. I mean, this deserves its own. Have you got a bit of stripper music, Sid? We can toss it.
I'm sure we can find some.
I don't know why we need stripper music for this, but anyway, I'll go back on that International Women's Day. Former cricketer Nathan Bracken has quit his role as Parramatta Eels ambassador and threatened to sue the club after his sister-in-law failed to make the Eels cheerleading squad. In a further blow to Tertia Rich, I've checked her out, not seven and a half. She then failed to make the Penrith cheer squad. Normie, is that a chick that's down on confidence?
Well, mate, this is a little bit rich, but let me tell you this much. When you fail to perform the routine while wearing the regulatory Ugg boots, of course you're going to be out on your ear. I mean, if you can't dance in Ugg boots, you're not going to make it in Western Sydney. She couldn't. She's gone.
I used to love the old Magpies cheerleaders. That was the best thing about going down to Campbelltown.
I believe...
they used to wear the Ugg boots, but they were... they were called the Maggots.
The Maggots.
Well, that's what we called them. The best thing, best thing about the merger was getting the Balmain cheer girls.
Do you think she struggled with pushing a pram and smoking a smoke while she did a dance?
Well, this is the other thing for me. He is that litigious, this Nathan Brackett. I mean, he's suing Cricket Australia 1 week.
Yeah.
Any relative who has anything go wrong, he's suing them. I mean, you wouldn't want him to come near you, this bloke.
We better just, be careful just what we say, hadn't we?
Just let's move on. Let's move on, boys.
Let's move on before we get sued.
All right, let's move on to a segment we ran last year called Substitute. Now, Sid.
Yes.
The other job we gave you this week. Can you write a jingle for Substitute?
I have written a jingle for Substitute.
Oh, yes.
Here we go.
Do you want to hear it?
Strap yourself in, Normie. You ready?
Here we go.
Here we go.
Substitute.
What'd you think, boys?
Is that it?
That's it.
You know what? Strangely enough, it was short and succinct, but I like it. I was hoping you went for a bit of the Who.
That's catchy, isn't it?
Did you not know the lyrics, or what happened?
I've been busy this week.
Jeez.
It took me all afternoon. It's good, isn't it?
If we could dock your pay, we would.
Now, Sid, was that you, or was that bloody Roger Daltrey from the Who? Who actually sang the Substitute?
I can't reveal. I get different celebrities in each week to record in my studio.
You get session singers. All right, item one on Substitute. Mitchell Pearce got a $125,000 fine from the Roosters and 8-week suspension. That fine is a strong reflection of blank. Normie, that fine is a strong reflection of what?
Yeah, see, when you sent this to me in the email, you said, oh, we do this little thing called Substitute. I just thought you left words out, and I was like, Former must be pissed. So I literally went, well, I don't even know what this segment's about because half the words are missing. So what do I do? What do I do? I sub a word in, do I?
This bloke.
It's hard to follow.
I've got a fucking 2-second jingle. I've got a bloke who doesn't even follow.
Can you substitute in the word substitute into whatever you ask me to do here?
Hello? Late mailman? In? Bro, any chance? Is there any danger? Something. So what happens is when I say blank, I need you to put an answer in. It can be one word, it can be 100 words, preferably one. But we'll go again. God. Mitchell Pearce got a $125,000 fine from the Roosters and 8-week suspension. That fine is a strong reflection of... Sid?
Probably how much the Oaks Hotel's going to lose.
That fine is a strong reflection of just how well the NRL is run by the Roosters.
Yeah, true that.
Normie.
Oh, lads, I'm onto this. Give me the next
one. Oh, you got it now. You got it now.
Yeah, got it.
I wouldn't have thought it was rocket surgery, if I'm honest. item two. The NRL bunker after just 1 week is blank. Sid, the NRL bunker after just 1 week is...
Awesome. I'm a massive fan.
You wrote that off last week.
Yeah, absolutely I did. What did you call it? Tony Archer's Underground
Tony
Sex
Archer's
Dungeon.
Tony Archer's Underground Sex Dungeon. The NRL bunker after 1 week is a huge success, which probably means it was invented by Gus Gould.
He'll take credit for it anyway.
Normie, the NRL bunker after 1 week is...
Is worth all $2 million they spent on it. I thought it was brilliant. Yep. Oh, couldn't be happier with the bunker.
Still don't know if it's worth $2
million.
$2 million.
We could do it in here for 10 bucks.
And change.
We could do it for a pizza and a slab. Item three, Robbie Farah watched from the sidelines as the Mighty Tigers won, and his first thought was blank. His first thought, Sid, was?
I'm off to Super League next year. His time is up, I'm afraid. We don't need him and he knows it.
Robbie Farah watching the sidelines as the Tigers won and thought, geez, my knees are starting to feel all right. Normie, Robbie Farah thought what?
Who Luke shaped my sideburns in this ridiculous fashion. What is the go with those sideburns?
I am 30 years old. And I'm still...
And Michael Clark goes to the same sideburnery. He needs that bloke off The Simpsons. He needs Monty Burns to turn the shavy sideburns off.
He's getting a fade. He's getting a fade in, man. He's getting a fade. Item four. And here we go. Get comfortable with this one. Bernard Tomic has been overheard telling Leighton Hewitt that Nick Kyrgios wasn't sick and was bullshitting to get out of the Davis Cup tie. Kyrgios responded on Twitter by bagging Tomic. This story is blank.
Boring. This story is so boring. I don't even care about this.
Normie, this story, Normie, is...
It has proved that tennis is now the new wog ball of Australia.
Exactly.
Nick Kyrgios wasn't sick and was bullshitting. Kyrgios responded on Twitter by bagging Tomic. This story is like watching cancer fight AIDS.
Oh, I thought mine was controversial, but you know, a little bit of old-fashioned Aussie humour. Your corpse is just you've got that.
You throwing the 10 of hearts, Dan. I've just tossed the ace on. Bang. Item five, the last one for substitute. You'll get the hang of this, Normie. Three or four more episodes in, I'm sure you'll get the hang of it. Maria Sharapova has been pinched for illegal drugs at the Australian Open. This is a bad result for blank. Sid?
I've got nothing. Absolutely nothing for this one.
Tennis isn't Sid's strong point, clearly.
It's not, actually.
Normie, Maria Sharapova has been pinched for illegal drugs at the Australian Open. This is a bad result for...
Absolutely no one, because no one watches women's tennis.
Maria Sharapova has been pinched for illegal drugs at the Australian Open. This is a bad result for Serena Williams, who has now lost her bunny. Sharapova has never beaten her in 12 years, not once.
Wow.
Full credit to the boys.
All right, let's crack into the round 2 NRL preview. And on Thursday night, in the Gus Gould knitted Cosby sweater jumper cup. Do you remember that, Normie, when Gussie coached the Bulldogs to the premiership and he was wearing a Cosby sweater? Designed by Jenny Key and Ken Dome.
It's funny you mention that, because I follow at NRL on Twitter and their whole hashtag's about history happens. They actually tweeted that Cosby sweater out earlier this week.
It looks like.
And what about the one Jack Gibson was wearing they took it out?
With the fur.
He looked like Chewbacca without the head on.
I reckon Gus Gould looked like Prohard had vomited on him.
Mr. Prohard!
Penrith take on the Dogs at Salt and Pepper Stadium. Normie, what are your feelings on this? Who are you going for?
The foot of the mountains. The Panthers in a spot of bother. Now, what did we say they would come in at last week when we did predictions?
Oh, that was so long ago. I think I said 12.
I think we all were around that 10, yeah. 11, 12, mate. Mate, they could be propping the Tigs up from the spoon, I think. They are in a world of...
You're talking about the premiership favourites, mate.
I reckon the Bulldogs might blow them off the park.
Yeah, Matt Moylan, no Seguiaro. I think they might be in a bit of trouble. The Bulldogs don't have Leica. They've got that kid who likes to punch blokes down in the Dragons' territory to fill in for Leica. I've got the Dogs doing it and doing it pretty well.
Yeah, I've got the Bulldogs, but all eyes will be on the Penrith cheer squad, I reckon. Check them out.
I'll tell you what, Nathan Bracken will be watching them with putting a fine-tooth comb over them. Friday night, Brisbane play the Once Were Warriors up at Suncorp Stadium where every seat is a urinal. We've got a classic matchup of a clinical side like the Broncos, who are clearly going to run to last year's plan, and the first probably 12 rounds, they're going to do nothing but kick for the touchline, score 2 tries and try and win every game like that, versus a pretty loose Warriors who were, in all honesty, they were ordinary the first half last week against the strong Tigers. And you've got, it's a good matchup too, because you've got the man with the safest job in Australia, Wayne Bennett, versus the bloke who's most likely to be collecting trolleys at Coles next week and Andrew McFadden.
I think he will be.
Normie, who you got?
lads, I'm not one to exaggerate, but when I heard the Brisbane Broncos had scored a Friday night game at Suncorp, I almost fell off my chair. Now, I know it's a little bit playing out of what they're used to and against the grain a little, but I'm actually going to pick them in a bit of an upset. I think they might do it on a Friday night up there.
Is it true their captain has changed his name to Sam Friday?
That's your best of the podcast. That'll be hard to beat, mate. The gauntlet's thrown down, Sid. It's up to us, mate.
He's just thrown the mic down and walked out.
Thank you. My work here is done. Former legend has left the building.
Look, I don't even think Warriors fans think that Warriors will bounce back. They're horrible. Brisbane will win that easy.
I got to be honest. There's part of me that thinks that the Warriors are just likely to go and win this game because that's how fucking weird they are to follow. But surely with just the game plan the Broncos play, first game at home this year, I think the Broncos are a good bet. Saturday, Canberra versus the Roosters. The Raiders have got no halves. The Roosters are without their half for another 7 weeks. And I believe it's GI Stadium at Canberra. I believe fans are encouraged to bring their dogs on Saturday night as the battle of two teams that really love dogs. And when I say they love dogs, they really love dogs. Bring your canine along. Don't worry about a lead.
I reckon the RSPCA might have something to say about that.
Peanut butter available at the front gate. Who have you got, Normie?
Well, this is an interesting one. I think the Roosters might actually do it for their former mentor, their former great coach, Ricky Stewart. I think they might win this one for Ricky in Canberra.
That'd be good of him. I'm sure Ricky would be pleased with that.
We might get a smile out of him.
I wouldn't think so. Sid?
The Roosters looked pretty ordinary last week, but I will not be back in Canberra ever this year. So that's the Roosters for me.
I'm the same.
Yeah, how long's Stone Cold Steve Austin out for?
5 or 6 weeks. And same with...
Yeah, right.
Same with Hail Caesar. Same again, 5 or 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Sammy Williams comes in. I don't mind Sammy. He's a good kid. But, yeah, they might struggle. And I think the Roosters will come out all guns blazing.
Yeah, I think Sammy Williams is a good player when he's got an extremely creative half outside him because he's one of those reliable up and down sort of players. I don't know if he's going to have the creativity.
He's got
to turn on the points.
He's got Jason Croker's brother Lachlan playing out of his first game of NRL, so that'll be interesting in itself. the biggest shock out of that was I didn't know they were brothers. I thought that was father and son because Jason was playing in the mid 70s. So I'll tell you what, old Mrs. Croker. She's throwing one out late. South versus Newcastle at ANZ Stadium. South are without Reynolds and Sutton. Cade Snowden, the forward identified as a superstar by legendary talent, league talent spotter Nathan Tinkler. Jeez, you're right.
Yeah, how's that?
What's... Mate, you'd have to leave. We'll do that again.
Yeah.
Cade Snowden, the forward identified by as a superstar by legendary league talent spotter Nathan Tinkler, has been put on the bench by Brownie. Apparently, in an effort to win this game, Newcastle have asked to kick off on Thursday afternoon. Normie, who are you thinking?
Well, this is interesting, lads, because I'm close to the team, obviously, being from Newcastle. Now, word has it that to get the boys in the right sort of shape, Brownie's training harder than any of them. He's whipping them all at training. He's beating them up the dunes at Stockton. Part of the reason is because he has planned one of the great slappins before this game. And he just wants to be fit to slap each and every one of them into shape.
Oh, magpie style. Tommy Rodonicus. Yeah. Dallas Donnelly.
He could probably use Tommy to help him slap because that can wear your arm out.
So, who are you tipping?
Oh, yeah, the Knights have got down by 50.
Wow. The Knights traditionally struggle against South too, who have put big scores on them the last few years. So I think the Knights as well, Sid.
I've got the Bunnies. I know they've got a lot of injuries, but I think they'll get across the line.
Para versus the Cowboys at Pertec Stadium. The biggest question to come out of this week, except for Parramatta's another rorting of the salary cap to run 13th. If you run 13th, you're not doing it properly. Are Parramatta Jeez, mate, can you sit down to piss? It's just a bit quieter if you do. Are Parramatta a bit of a dad's army? You've got Kieran Foran, who's 28 with 58-year-old knees and hamstrings. You've got Chock Wapmau, who is 38 with a 12-year-old's forehead. You've got Bo Scott, who's, I'm sure he was playing in the 80s. You've got Mickey Gordon and Michael Jennings, who aren't spring chickens.
Yep.
They've signed some big names for big dollars, but they're also big numbers in their age column. What do you think? What do you think? Tell me.
I totally agree. We were talking last week about how Melbourne's getting long in the tooth. I'd much prefer those names getting old than the names you just rattled off there. Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind if Kieran Foran gets old, but his legs get 2 years older every time he gets 1 year older. That is a dead set issue. Who you got for this, Parra and the Cowboys?
I've got the Cowboys.
Normie?
Well, mate, I don't know where you're getting your numbers from, because I thought Kieran Foran was only about 25.
He might
be. He does hobble.
He might be. Facts have never been a strong point on this show, I've got to be honest.
Yes, you say them so convincingly. I was questioning everything I've ever heard. But, mate, I don't see who's going to beat the Cowboys. I can't see their first loss coming. I don't care who they're playing, where they play them.
When do they play the Tigers?
You'll be interested to know this little stat. The only team to beat the Cowboys twice last year
Tigers.
In regular season.
Tigers.
And to break their 13-game winning streak.
Tigers.
The Sharkies.
Oh.
Who lost to them last week?
Just out of interest with that great stat, where did you run last year?
Mate, a very strong fifth, did we?
Okay, so who are you tipping in this game?
Yeah, it's the Cowboys by some. Quite a bit, I think.
I think the Cowboys too, although with Foran back, you give them a puncher's hope in that fight. Sunday, Cronulla versus St. George at Shit Tip Stadium.
The Shit Tip Stadium local derby.
What's it now called? I mean, Shark Park changed its name more than any other stadium I've ever known in history. What's it now called?
Raimondas.
Raimondas, okay.
Shit Tip.
Shit Tip.
Shit Tip. They're a shit removal company or something, so Shit Tip Stadium's pretty much right.
Do you know what they do?
Well, I'll tell you what they don't do. They don't have to worry about polishing trophies down at Cronulla.
Mate,
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What, 1978, mate, Amco Cup. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So who have you got, Cronulla and the Sharks? Cronulla and the Dragons? Normie, something.
Mate, I don't even know what you're asking. It's a silly question.
Dragons, fair enough. Sid?
Mate, I think out at Shit Tip Stadium, Cronulla will get over the Dragons.
I think both teams weren't that bad during the week, but I'm going to take the home team, the Dragons. Melbourne.
Mate, that is a shit tip.
Melbourne versus the Titans at Amy Park Stadium. I mean, they'll get a crowd of, probably 300 or 400 there for this game. This is a big game.
But there will be 40 people watching at home.
Paying? Is anyone paying to go and watch that filth?
You'd sooner go and sit on the side of the road and watch the cars go past than this. Melbourne versus the Titans. Storm versus Gold Coast. Let's build it up into something. Everyone get out there. Everyone that's in Melbourne, listen to this podcast. Both of you get out there. Who are you tipping, Norm?
Well, it doesn't matter whether the Titans outplay Melbourne, because the refs just going to rule in Melbourne's favour anyway. So you've got no doubt that Melbourne will win regardless.
As a Sharksman, I wouldn't think you'd be standing up for the Dragons, but good on you. Sid, Melbourne, Titans.
Yeah, Melbourne will be in Sid's pun of the week as one of the legs in the multi. That's a sure thing, that one.
There's nothing like putting $1.04 leg in just to get a couple of
just to bump it up a little bit.
Monday night, the game of the round, played at the eighth wonder of the world, Leichhardt Oval. One of the big premiership favourites take on Manly in the greatest ground in the world. Sid, tell me, how many, boy?
I think the Tigers will get up.
Obviously. How many, boy?
They will do it comfortably, I think. I want to see... Tapau got off, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, what a rort that was. That's just a bump up the crowds, but I think we'll demolish Manly.
Yeah, we'll win by 30 or 40. That rabble there, they don't travel over. They don't travel real well over the Spit Bridge. No. Their fans don't anyway, so there'll be no chance from the hill from Manly.
We've got them covered.
Normie, how many of the Tigers win, boy?
Well, mate, this is interesting because I don't know if you remember, former, but I was at your final game for the Tigers, which was the Manly at Leichhardt. Now, you were knocked out pretty early by Crusher Cleal, who did give you the original Crusher tackle. That's where it got its name from, and you were carried off. And
I actually
went on to win that.
Whilst I was on the stretcher, I said, "Is that you, Crusher?" I thought the ball boy tackled me.
Well, that was his son.
Kane.
Who also Kane. Got into you on the way off. He was laying into you as well because you've been lipping the Crushers all game long. But Manly won that day. I believe they'll turn up and do it again this week. The Tigers will lose this weekend.
We won this game by plenty in the rain last week. Last year, we will win by even more this year on a dry, sunny track under lights at Leichhardt. Get there early, get a good seat, and try and avoid the toilets and dysentery. all right,
they are horrendous facilities, aren't they? But I think that's part of the experience.
One of them shitters is dead set put Slumdog Millionaire to the shame. There are things floating by your feet down in one of them toilets. Outstanding.
Full credit to the boys.
Boys, bit of homework from last week. We decided to run the Twitter challenge again for 2016. For you blokes, if you're not sure, we give each other a celebrity to follow on Twitter where we try and get a follow and a retweet from a nominated celebrity. I'll nominate one for Sid. Sid will nominate one for Normie. Normie nominates one for me. You might go last, Normie, because I've heard it's a perler. I'm going to give Sid one to go on with.
Okay.
Sid, you have got to get a retweet and a follow from the great Sonny Bill Williams.
Cool.
Right.
Yep.
Sid, you've got one for Normie, I believe, because you're north of the bridge, I believe, Normie, at this stage.
That's correct, man. I've got the U-Haul truck all the way down the Pacific Highway.
Okay, so Normie is about to get who?
Tony Abbott.
Tony Abbott, the
I think I might be blocked from Abbott.
Well, my first choice, I think you were blocked from them as well.
Yeah, because I did some tweet about when he was about to read his budget, and I said, I hope you're not wearing your budget smugglers or something like this. And I have a feeling, Tone might have blocked me, but no, I like it.
If you haven't been blocked by him, have you got another
one? Have you been blocked by Russell Crowe? He was going to be my first pick for you.
This is an interesting story. Russell blocked me and then unblocked me like a year later. So he's literally gone back and unblocked me.
Well, he might be back on then.
So who do you want me to do? Abbott? I'll try both.
No, Crowe? We'll give you one. Now, the listeners will watch with interest. Obviously, they can tweet us, but they cannot tweet the celebrity and let them know what's going on, and nor can we. That's part of the rules. We can't say this is part of a competition or need to follow.
Yep.
But you can... Late Mailman last year said to Shane Warne, can you follow me? I need to give you a bit of a business proposition so I can DM you, but that didn't work either. But so as long as you don't mention the competition, you can mention the podcast, you can mention everything else.
Okay.
But you're not allowed to mention it. And Normie,
I like it.
Normie, drum roll. Who have you got for me?
I know you like a challenge, former.
Oh, dear. It's not Bieber.
And I wanted to make it someone who you actually aspire to, someone who you actually look up to and would want to tweet because I didn't want to make this difficult on you.
Barack
Person
Obama.
I need you to get a retweet from on Twitter is none other than Buzz Rothfield.
I can't. He's blocked me. He blocked me. I can't.
No, well, this is part of the challenge, mate. you've got to somehow get someone to him to unblock you and give you a favourite.
I don't know how I'm going to do that. Mate, you're going to have to come up with something else. I don't reckon I can do that. I'm good. I'm not that good.
So I knew you were blocked by Buzz, and I knew you'd come back with this response. Do you know how hard it is to find someone that you haven't been blocked from on Twitter? Do you have any
That's
idea?
A good point.
Yeah, if they come under the umbrella of NRL Media, just save yourself some time.
And that is why I'm glad you've said that, because every week you're trying to sneak little AFL cliches and chats in, and every week Sid and I go, we're not interested.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a reason to talk AFL
right
on the podcast. Are right. you ready?
Yeah.
Clever.
I want you to tweet one Mr. Warwick Kappa.
Nice.
I reckon I can get a retweet and a follow from that bloke 1 week in.
Really?
We're talking mullets.
True.
I didn't think about that. Now, are you sure he hasn't blocked you?
No. Me and Waz are good.
All right, it's on. So who have I got? I ended up with Crow.
Is it true, Normie Doral, that you passed me for Warwick Kappa live on air on Newcastle Radio last year?
That is gospel truth. We subbed out your mullet for Kappa's mullet. This is true.
I don't know who gave
you. We needed a mullet. That's right. We needed a mullet. And I said, well, I know this formal guy. We'll get him on. And then somehow someone got Kappa on. And he says yes to anything, that bloke.
Yeah, beauty. I need a yes to a retweet and a follow, and I'm home.
Yeah, you'll be good there, I reckon.
I like it. You know what? I think it's all over. I think you'll do it.
I'll do it. He'll like me. All right, boys, we'll do tweets of the week. Have you got anything for that? Nothing?
I certainly do.
I have the tweet of the year.
No. Have you got a jingle?
Oh, a jingle? No.
All right, there's another. This bloke. All of a sudden he's a presenter and not a songwriter. All right, Normie, you're in on this too, yeah? Tweet of the week, a tweet from an amateur, a tweet from a celebrity, your favourite tweet from the world of Twitter this week. Sid, who have you got? Tell us that.
Well, you know I'm only new to Twitter.
Yeah, have you got their handle? That's one thing.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Who's it from?
It's at Jono_Nels06.
Yes, a good fan of the podcast.
Love this guy.
What's he said?
I actually haven't got it written down, but it was just full of praise for me, so he won.
This is hardly a ringing endorsement when you can't tell us what he said.
I love this segment. This is probably my favourite segment.
He was giving Sid Punts a rap, but I read it and I thought he's won.
Okay. And did you do a celebrity at all?
No.
This is the kind of preparation I was expecting.
Email you send out every week, former, are we meant to read that or...?
To think this podcast was one day from getting wrapped up.
Now look at us, we're flying.
Now we're hitting the ground like MH370 the way we're going. Normie, save this podcast. Have you got a couple of tweets of the week, amateur and celebrity, something?
Well, here's the thing. I got a couple of tweets. I got one. My favorite tweet. And I got one from a celeb, but they're not meant to mention the podcast, are they? They're just ones I like.
Whatever you like.
Oh, all right. Here's one for you. This is from Twop. Twips. Now, I recommend you follow Twop Twips because here's one. Lighten the mood when informing a partner you have an STD by telling them you've gone viral.
yeah.
I like that one.
That might have won the internet.
And right, here's one more for you. Now, this involves a retweet with a comment. Okay. Now, two celebrities involved. Kanye West recently tweets, "Hi, Grammys. This is the most important living artist talking." That is vintage Kanye. Now, Piers Morgan has quoted that tweet, and above it he's written, "You're not even the most important living artist in your marriage, Kanye. Now, pipe down." I like that. I wonder if Kanye retweeted it.
I wouldn't. You know what? I don't think Kanye would have understood that. mine kind of pale in insignificance here, but my amateur tweet of the week and my celebrity tweet of the week are related. My amateur tweet of the week comes from S_Spencer338, and he tweeted to us, or to me, a still shot from Friday night's game, and it is of How can I put this delicately? Nate Miles' dick coming out of his shorts in a tackle. Or as I thought about it, his tackle was tackled in a tackle. And he said something along the lines of, check this out, former, or something like that. So I retweeted it and retweeted it to Nate and said, the old bed flute's getting a feel for Brookvale Oval, Nate. To which my celebrity tweet of the week comes from Nate underscore Miles, who replied, and I quote, a cold southerly has been hitting Brookvale for years. Hashtag I wasn't ready.
See, before I saw those tweets, because I saw the one you tweeted, and I looked at the picture and I go, oh, geez, that's a bit much of Nate. The thing is, for the guy who took the photo, was he constantly honed at Miles' groin to catch it in the first place? How did he catch, you know what I mean?
That's a bloke who's watching for cock, in other words.
Well, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because he had the picture of the TV.
Yeah, and I reckon he was one more step from blowing that groin area up and really, really emphasising the picture. So thank you, S underscore Spencer 338 in brackets, hashtag cockwatcher, for my tweet of the week. Finally tonight, boys, we'll finish off with the boys' sack, which is mail and feedback.
Yes.
We've got full credit to the boys from Andrew Voss. I'll just push play on our old video VCR recorder here.
I'm really happy with the performance, but seriously, Kev, we're just going to take it one game at a time. We're happy that we stuck at it and we came up trumps, and full credit to the boys.
So there you have it, boys. That's Vossy giving us a bit of a shout-out. God love him.
I've lost all respect for Vossy ever since he dished Ray Warren's statue, mate. But
you and Ray Hadley. I knew there was two blokes that were really upset about that. A little bit of housekeeping too. Thank you so much for all the positive feedback. We really appreciate it. With all the new lineup for this year, it's been really, really good of you all. Just one last thing before we go. Guys, if you can give us a 5-star review on iTunes, it helps the podcast so much. We don't ask for money. We don't ask for anything. But if you can give us a 5-star...
No. I said we should start charging. It's you that's saying no.
At this point in time, we don't ask for money. But a 5-star review helps us a heap. That has been episode 3 for 2016. Thank you, Sid.
Thank you. Keep an eye out for Sid's Bet of the Week on Twitter.
Thanks, Normie.
Thanks, Norma. Thanks, Sid. You bloody great lads. Now, how many beers in are you? Because I haven't had a single one.
17. You can find me at former underscore legend. You can find Sid at Sid Punch. You can find Normie at Normie Dorrell. And the podcast is at FCTTB underscore podcast. This has been Full Credit to the Boys. Thanks very much, boys. We'll talk to you next week. Go the Tigers.
Go the Sharkies.
I got a lot, but I ain't got all night. Let's get it started, it'll be alright. Am I gonna see some action, baby? Am I gonna see some action? Am I gonna see some action, baby? Gonna see some action. Got places to go and people to see.
For fuck's sake, what the fuck is wrong with me tonight? Read, you moron, read.